you're on the line. You know the movie line? 761-3330.
Yin and Yang Breakfast Conversations.
Hi there, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you opened my breakfast cereal.
So?
My sugar toasted Wheaty Bumps, you opened them.
Why not?
Well, they're mine, they're mine.
Well, don't get in a dither. I've only eaten a few. What are you looking for, man?
The gift, the free gift.
I got it here. It fell right into my bowl.
Oh, let me see. What is it?
It's a book. Here, take it.
Oh, what's this? Albert... What's it say?
Albert Einstein's Theory of Relativity.
Oh. Oh, I don't like it. There's no pictures.
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Howard. You save 750 coupons from the giant family packs, and then you can send away for the free Al Einstein rubber body and Halloween mask.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
Don't let him get to you, folks. He was a war baby.
Another rainy day here on the movie line during the making of this show for the week of November 25th through the 29th, 1984. And for most of the phone freaks out there, fortunately there is the movie line, so that you may now have no more lonely nights. Yes, we've got the types, and this is David of Burbank. I'll be your host this week as Paul is currently discussing the collection of residuals from JOCC for the use of stolen ideas. I love it. Sorry, John, just inside humor. Basically, I am taking over this week, but only this week. Excuse any problems I have with the technical equipment. Just enjoy what there is of it. I hope you enjoy my show, as opposed to Paul's show. If I feel that the comments are getting boring or something, well, we've got some good music here. I'll just bring it up and play it above the voices. Yes. We'll have movie line news a little later on in the show, should I feel that there's anything worth mentioning. I don't know. I think Paul got a new paper. I mean, I think his staff has gotten some research in. I think we've got the equipment pretty well figured out. I've put in some new C-cell batteries, so there shouldn't be any fading in and out of, tape. I love this. This is great. Paul isn't even here. I can get away with these things. Let's see. I've got some comments coming up and some good stuff. So let's get on with the tape. Here's some good comments.
Yeah, Paul, this is Bob. I don't think I left a comment on this tape yet. Next one coming up, so I'd like to introduce you. There's a new guy on the line, a friend of mine and everything, and I'd like you to play his comment because he claims you don't play his comment because you think he's somebody else, but he's a different guy. His name is Jeff Beverly Hill, so I appreciate if you ever will play his comment because nobody has. Okay, you may speak now.
Thank you very much. Paul, this is Jeff Beverly Hills, not Eddie Van Eyes, and if you're playing this comment, people who are listening to this, do I sound like Eddie Van Eyes? Okay, it's somebody completely different. Okay, and please, pretty soon, I asked you earlier if you can dump the dual face conference. Somebody's been holding it up for a long time now. Get a chance. Those guys are at it again. Yeah, okay, Paul, keep up the good line. You know, you guys are sounding good.
Thank you later, Paul.
Okay, well.
Dual phase conference is not working. God, all these things. Oh, I'm just basically taking notes for Paul when he gets back in. Period, right there. Maybe on the next one I'll have some good comments. First of all, I'm not Paul. I'm David of Burbank. And, Eddie Van Nuys. Eddie Van Nuys. I've heard that name before. Sounds like a DJ. Well, I don't know what happened to the movie review, but basically when you call in, you're supposed to leave a movie review, guys. But we've played the tape here, we played your comment, and now you don't have to feel left out. Still think you sound like Eddie Van Nuys, though. Next comment, please.
Hey, like I saw Death Slayer and Terminator both at the same time. Death Slayer, it's kind of interesting watching two screens at once, but Death Slayer, it's kind of... not too appetizing to be watching someone feed something your eyeball. Now for Terminator, Terminator was alright. I think most people would like it. Especially the scene in a disco. That's all.
Dude, it wasn't too appetizing feeding us your comment. Sounds like a new wave Peter Lorre.
Alright, this is for David Giovanelli. David, Randy Marshall, give me a call. 213-380-100. It's concerning employment. Bye-bye.
I love it. This is great. This guy's made a big mistake. First of all, what's he doing? He must think this is someone's private number or something. He's screwed up. Well, let's see here. Oh, by the way, that drop out there, that is because we really can't give out personal numbers over the line. That's why we faded it down where he said 8-2, so you couldn't hear that. So, you know, we can't take responsibility for giving out that kind of information. Oh, I'm going to call this guy up and let him think I'm the David he wants to talk to. Ha! This is going to be great. I'm going to dial 1 first. 2-1-3. And then 3. Shit. 8. This is a great phone. 0-8-2-0. Zero. Damn phone. Alright. Well, we'll see what happens here.
Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we have closed our switchboard for today, so are unable to answer your call. Please leave a message when you hear the tone, and we will get back to you first thing in the morning. When you hear the tone, leave a message.
You got it, buddy.
And your number, and we will call you back.
Yes, I'd like to have Randy Marshall return my call, please. This is David, and he called my machine and left a message concerning employment. If he would call 761-0333, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Love it. Oh, well, yeah, the telephone's a little out of sync. I'm going to have to call a serviceman for that. But basically, if this guy calls back, this is going to be great for next week. Oh, well, let's do something else now.
Don't play this. Just plug my line. It's up again. Bye.
Obviously, that's a private message for Paul. Plug my line. I don't know who that was. If Paul was here, I could ask him. Let's see. I think he's got a list of numbers around here. Shit. I've never seen so many numbers. God. I'll stick with these. Shit. Thank you. Let's see. I'll just list them all because I don't know who it was. I didn't need those anyway. How about John Orange County Connection? You can call him in the 714 area code at 680-0894. Yes, John, we love you. Goodbye. Okay, Jim Clothesline at 714-898-4851. That's it. Okay, now, Dennis DeCrepo, he's next. I love it. Dennis, you're old stuff. No, 818-506-0069, a good group of numbers at the end. Lose this number. Okay. I don't think it would. Wait a minute. It's telephone. Where's our secretary? Honey, you want to answer that for me, please? It's hard to get good help. I think she's on her lunch break. Somebody answer that phone. Let's see here. I don't think it was Bob. But you can call Observatory at 702-0429. Somebody answer that phone. Lose this number. It's a bunch of... Rich E. Calcom. Now, isn't this interesting? I don't know why Paul has all these skulls and crossbones all around this number, but I'll give it to you anyway. 853-8500. 853. That sounds familiar. Answer the phone! The hell? Oh, she's at lunch. I'm sorry. Okay, well, maybe I should answer it. We'll get back to that one. We'll let it ring. I'll call back if it's important. I don't think it was feedback. Nah, couldn't have been feedback. But I'll give Bry Guy's numbers anyway. He's got a few here. Let's see. His output number is 765-6000. His other number is 983-0000. He's got an input number at 765-5050. Or he's got a dial a list of numbers at 765-1000. God, they're persistent on that phone. There's feedback cross connection at 765-7000. They finally hung up. There's fun phone at 982-7000. God, there's Zygot dial a joke at 765-2000. Or if you have a computer modem, you can call dial your match at 764-8000. But I'm sure it's not Brian. Although I did hear a rumor that his line, it's up again.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? This is Rich E. Calcom, and I understand you need some input, so here it is. No, not really. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if you allow reviews of movies that were transmitted by means of television.
Yes, actually, we do. We love any kind of input, except I noticed you said Rich E. Calcom. Now, that sounds exactly... Oh, wait a minute. Now, there's nobody here. Okay, I'm going to get it this time, okay? Let me go answer that thing.
Movie line input.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Who's this?
This is David J.
David J. That's great. From where?
From Granada Hills.
David J. from Granada Hills. Well, don't tell me you've seen a movie and you want to tell us all about it.
No, that's not true. First of all, am I on tape right now?
You're on live, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. No, I have answers to a question that you asked, a set of four questions.
Sure. You have the answers.
I have the answers.
Okay. Let's hear the answers.
Okay. The answers are the Buddy Holly story. The questions you're going to have to refresh my memory on.
Well, that's okay, because all that's important at this time is the answers.
Okay, the Buddy Holly story. Streets of Fire. Spinal Tap.
Okay.
And Get Crazy.
That's perfect! That's beautiful!
Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, except for one minor detail.
And what might that be?
The other trick is that you have to be the first correct caller.
Okay, well, I was not the first, huh?
Now, I'd love to give it to you, except for one little thing. Somebody did call in before you. Yes, you're not the first caller. However, you have proven to us your expertise in recognizing certain things from classic films that makes you who you are today.
Well, thank you very much, and oh well, you win some and you lose a lot, you know?
You didn't lose a thing, let me tell you. You had everything to gain and nothing to lose, so just think, you haven't lost a thing.
That is true.
Isn't that something?
That is just something.
And now you've been heard by the populace of the phone world, and you've had a chance to be on the ever-popular movie line.
Oh, now I'm going to be known just worldwide.
Absolutely. There are people from all over the world that call, and now they're going to call just to hear your voice.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, David J., I want to thank you very much for calling in.
I want to thank you for having me on.
Well, certainly. I wouldn't have had it any other way.
Great.
Sorry you couldn't have won.
Oh, well, that's life, right?
Absolutely. Love it.
Yeah, well... I love it, too.
You're a sport. It's too bad I couldn't have let you be the first caller, but I have to be fair, you know.
Well, that's true. Fair is fair. It's okay. I've got a calculator anyhow.
See, you didn't even need it.
Didn't even need it, but I think...
But now everybody knows that you were right, and that you knew. So
well,
you've
true.
Gained. You've actually gained.
That is true. So I have gained something.
There. See, well, now you can call in and hear yourself next week.
That's true. Now I'll also be a star throughout the nation.
That's wonderful. Love it. Well, thanks for calling in, Dave.
Hey, no problem. It's been great talking with you.
Okay, we'll see you.
Okay, take it easy.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Shit, I dropped the phone. Wait a minute.
Yes, Dave. I'm really sorry. Ooh. I'm really sorry, Dave. I would have loved to have given it to you, but, unfortunately, I have to. Well, anyway, this is the guy I have to give it to.
Hello, Paul. Michael Los Angeles here. I hadn't called in a while, mainly because I hadn't seen any movies. In fact, I still hadn't. But, however, I would like to answer your little question about the four movies on the Movie Line screen test. Anyway, the movies are The Buddy Holly Story, Streets of Fire, This is Spinal Tap, and Get Crazy. Anyway, I hope to see Supergirl somewhere around Wednesday, but don't bet on it. Anyway, this is Michael Los Angeles. Later.
I love it. Michael, buddy. Amazing hearing from you after all these weeks. I thought you'd died and gone to another atmosphere or something. Well, yes, it's true. You were the first caller, and you win a Casio credit card calculator. As Paul put it, solar-powered by the sun. Now, wasn't that a redundant statement, but that was last week. Ha! Love it. Unfortunately, I can't mail any of these prizes out. I am not in the authority to do that. So when Paul gets back from whatever is detaining him, he can mail it to you in about a week, I guess, is how long it'll take, unless a postman decides he likes it. But, you know, I think since I am in a spot here and I can't really give out any prizes, I think I'll have a little fun here since Paul's not around, and I'll throw a little contest of my own. I think I'll spring it on the next caller. After all, I've already decided I'm not going to do the Movie Line news. I mean, you guys could buy the same exact magazine that Paul... I mean, you guys could probably read the same information in a magazine. Yeah. Next comment, please.
Hi, this is Rock from Van Nuys. Your input said that if you saw a movie to call and to tell about it, so I'd like to do that.
Okay.
I saw a movie today,
good.
And it was real good. Okay, bye. This is Brock from Van Nuys. Goodbye.
I love it. Rock, one thing. You got to tell us the movie. I mean, you got to let us know if we should go see it or not. Jeez. Rock. Rocks for Brain there called in and left us his comment. Thank you very much, Rock.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? Please disregard my last comment I left. I got a better one. Hi, everyone. This is Rich E. Calcom coming to you from San Francisco. I am sitting in a Marin County movie theater, and I just saw Oh God, You Devil with George Burns. The movie was pretty good. They had its moments, and it didn't, so... On the Movie Line scale from A to Z, I give it a PS for a partial sleeper, but okay for an okay. But until then, remember that you can call my line, Calcom, at 818-700.
Yes. Oh, Rich, you devil. Where was that you said you were calling from? Was that San Francisco? Oh, well, Richie, how special of you to call from there. Probably someone else's bill, huh? Well, don't worry, Rich. We'll disregard your last comment and this comment and your next one as well. Let me get this now. Anything's got to be better than Richie Calcom. Movie Line input.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Who's this?
This is Rich E. Calcom.
Ha! Rich, buddy!
Who's this?
This is Capital. I love it. This is David of Burbank.
Hey, Dave Burbank. How's it
Certainly.
Going?
What brings you to these things here live?
I'm waiting for the tape, guy.
Well, dude, I'll you love you. Listen, you're still calling from San Francisco?
No, I'm not.
You made it back, huh?
I made it back, finally, after the long trip, you know.
Well,
it's pretty hard getting from San Francisco to L.A. via Interstate 5 on roller skates. So you got the bills to worry about.
Shit. Roller skating, huh, buddy?
What?
You were roller skating, huh, buddy?
Yeah. No, not really.
I see.
Yeah,
a joke. Yeah. Well, damn it, I blew it for you.
You know, one of those guys for anything for money, you know.
Listen, I got this little contest I'm doing.
Yeah?
You know, I'm running the tape this week.
Yeah.
Because Paul, he's detained, you know, he's detained momentarily.
Uh-oh, what did he do now? Jaywalking on Sunset, right?
Santa Monica, buddy.
Wonderful.
Love it. Yes, here's the contest. I couldn't give away any prizes because I don't have the authority, but I thought I'd throw a little thing of my own. So here's the question. Think you can handle it?
Let's see. Make it easy.
Okay, well, first of all, you're live, you know. You're live on 761-3330.
I know that.
And that's something. Okay, now.
What a privilege.
Input is 761-0333.
Right.
What number did you call?
761-3330.
That's right! Amazing! I get to give away a prize now. That's great. Yes, okay, I'll have to get your number and everything so I can send you my left sock. It's the Selena of Pasadena booby prize. You don't remember that episode, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, Selena Pasadena said that she was real disappointed about a film, and she could have spent that $5 on a pair of socks, and I thought that was great. So now, that's the prize. I'll send you my sock, care of the Movie Line, because you answered the question correctly, Rich.
I think I'll take one of those Casio calculators instead.
Sorry, buddy. It's already been gotten by... Michael.
Michael?
Michael of L.A.
Yeah.
So, you call in next week, and you'll be able to check us out, and you'll hear the great job I did on this week's tape.
Hey,
let me tell you,
great.
You come up several times in conversation.
Yeah, you know, tape makes a good conversation. Hey, I'm on the Movie Line this week. Yeah, I just...
Love it.
I just won Dave Burbank's old smelly sock, you know? previously worn by Brian Feedback.
I want to thank you, buddy, for calling in.
Okay, when will the tape be up?
Don't worry.
you give me a time. It's midnight, you know. Usually tape...
Pretty soon, buddy. And don't worry, we'll disregard this one as well. Love it. Bye-bye.
Hi, Paul. This is Kenny. I saw a movie this Saturday. The name was Night of the Comet, which was really good. It wasn't anything I expected. I was expecting just two girls and a guy just going out and having fun because there was nobody else around. But it wasn't really that. I mean, you could see that that's what they were promoting. That's what they wanted the people to think. But that really isn't it. There are all these zombies running around and walking. And there's this huge thing where some people... Some scientists are after them and try to kill them so they can get their blood. And anyway, I don't want to give the plot away, but it's a good movie. I rated it about a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and I suggest that people go see it because it's really good. Okay, bye bye.
Wake up in a strange land. I see for the first time just what you believe. I go down to the market right by yourself and I listen to the chanting and all the lies the wise ones tell. They say
yes, sir. This is good stuff. I like this song.
Yes, you didn't hear it, but I was eating. I always eat on these tapes. You know, I was just thinking about something while I was chewing on the carrot there. This is the first tape in about 2 years. Anyway, Paul hasn't even been on this tape, not once. Not once. Isn't that amazing? Do you know that in the history of Movie Line, every show that Paul has done, he has been the major thing. I mean, even when he's got special guests, remember Scott Goddard? Who did you hear the most? Remember the interview? Even I was there. Didn't hear me at all. Scott Goddard? Well, he answered a question or two. But where was the main conversation coming from? Okay, Paul Mack, that's right. And this is the first tape in 2 years that he hasn't even had a single word on. Not pre-recorded, not post-recorded, not even a call-in. Let me tell you. He did leave me a list here, though, of things. Must-sees. Amadeus, Terminator, Obliteration. Scary must-sees. Nightmare on Elm Street. And The Visitant. Not Great, but Not Bad. Oh, God, You Devil. Teachers. Firstborn. The Way You Are. Places in the Heart. The Bob 213 List of Greats. In other words, see at no cost. Razorback. Bites this week's big one. Supergirl, a super dud. And Calcom, the recording, a waste of time. Love it. You know, we want to remind you to call the Gopher Twins only on 761-3330. Friday and Saturday. That's what happens when you eat a carrot. It goes right to your eyes. West Valley Line, 906-3000, has the movie line playing for the time when the Gopher Twins are on. Josh runs that. He doesn't hear them, but he plays them. Isn't that nice? Input, yes. Move out into the gap. Break the line and leave some input on 0333. We need it. We can't do a very good show without your input, so please do that. Also, in the future, we're going to have a live recording where you can call in and hear us making the tape as soon as Nino Telefun gives us back the Mac Sound System. Also, you can write to us at P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. Let me know how you like my show, will you? That does it for this week, and I want to thank you for calling in. And we'll see you next week when Paul comes back. That's just a courtesy warning. Oh, by the way, you know, I'm going to let this music play out so you can enjoy it. And you should appreciate it while you can because, you know, next week when Paul comes back, it's going to be, you know, back to the Mickey Mouse Club in the Disney Top 10. Down. Perfect. This tape's gonna come out great.
This tape will repeat momentarily.
Shit, what the hell was that?